The Tachas Suvit Perek Dalet Mishnavot. Ha'ab Eino Chayev V'mizaynes Bito. A father is not mechuyev to support his daughter. Who I then he is not mechuyev to support his sons if they are over six. But under six, he is mechuyev to support them at Rabbanah. And even after they turn six, if he is wealthy, Bezdin forces him to support his children mitarat stucca. Just like Bezdin had the right to force him to give stucca, so too Bezdin can force him to support his children. And even if he is not wealthy, Bezdin tries to put pressure on him to support them, but they cannot force him. Zem Midrash Darash Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Lufnei Chachamim Bakerem B'Yavne. This din, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah darshan from the Lashon of the Ksuva in front of the Chachamim in the Beis Medrash in Yavne. The reason why the Beis Medrash is called a Kerem is that the Talmidim sat in front of the Rav and rose just like a Kerem. And just like from a Kerem, we are mighty Yayin. From the Beis Medrash, we are mighty Torah, and Torah is compared to Yayin as it is Mesameach the Lev. Two of the commandments that he makes in the Ksuva, which are called Tnai Ksuva, are as follows. Habanim Yirshu V'Habanis Yizun. First of all, he commits himself that if he has two or more wives, and the wives die in his lifetime, that after he dies, the children of each wife will first inherit the value of their mother's ksuva before they split the rest of the Arusha. This is called ksuva ispedendichron, and we'll discuss this later on in the parak. The habanois yizayu, a second commitment that he makes, another tanai ksuva, is that he will support his daughters from his estate after his death. Ma habanim, enan yorshim ela la'achar misa sa'av. Just like the first of these tanai ksuva, the din of ksuva ispedendichron only applies after he dies. So to the second din, af habanois einan nizoinois ela la'achar misas aviyam, that which he commits himself to support his daughters, that is only after he dies. But during his lifetime, he is not mechuyev to support his children. If he does support his children, it is considered stucca. As the pasuk says, ashrei shomrei mishpat oisei stucca b'chol eitz. And the Gemara asks, is it possible for somebody to do stucca every second? And the Gemara answers, this is referring to somebody who supports his children as it is considered, as if he is supporting them, b'toras stucca. Mesechus Suvis, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin. Lo kasav lo ksuba. If the Baal did not write a ksuba for his wife at the time of the marriage, v'sula goyba mesayin v'amana mana. Even so, when he dies or divorces his wife, if his wife was a v'sula, she collects 200 zuz. And if his wife was an amana, she collects a mana, which is 100 zuz, mipnei shehu tnai bezdin. This is a tnai bezdin. Bezdin is mechayev him to pay the ksuva, even though he did not write a ksuva. Kasav la sada shava mana, tachas mesayim zuz. If somebody, instead of writing an ksuva that he will pay his wife 200 zuz in the event that he dies or divorces her, instead he writes that he is committing himself to giving her a specific field, which is only worth a mana, which is only 100 zuz. V'lo kasav la kol nichsim de'itzli acharon liksuvasif. And he also did not write in the ksuva that all of his property is indebted to the ksuva. Chayev. He is still chayev to pay the full 200 zuz if his wife was a besula. And all his property is indebted to the ksuva, even if the field that he wrote in the ksuva is not around at the time that he dies or divorces her, he is mechuyev to pay from the rest of his property, shehu, tnai, bezdin. This is the tnai, bezdin. Bezdin is mechayev him, even though he did not write it into the ksuva.